Let's okay. Let's take our time on that one because this Adele is. This could be funny. She is this lady. She's really kind of high maintenance, but she's doing something very funny. She's got these employees who are. Let's see. I want to say one of them is a landscaper, and one of them is either the chef or the maid or the gardener. Or something. I don't know. Anyway,
might be both.
They both speak Spanish. And they used to speak Spanish around the house all the time. And she's like 65 or something like that. And she was pretty uptight about the whole thing. It made her nervous. You know, like, what are they talking about? So anyway, she gave them Spanish to English dictionaries. And
you know I don't speak Spanish.
And she said, no Spanish on my dime. So they started struggling. And I guess they're starting to learn English.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an easy battle. But anyway, we called her the other day. And she was in Starbucks. And we called her the next day, and she was in Starbucks.
Again?
Yeah, God. And it was unbelievable.
Jeez, just go buy the machine. Do a Tommy Lee.
But I think she's worth it if we could just get her. Actually, it's funny. It was about this time we called her.
Yeah.
So she's bound to be in Starbucks, but who knows? Anyway, she's a funny-sounding old lady. She's not like 90. She's in her, I think she's in her mid-60s or something like that. Anyway, let's give it a shot. Great idea, I thought, on her part.
Oh, I'm behind her all the way.
Me too. Hello, Adele?
Is this Mike?
Yeah, it's Mike and Drew. Drew and Mike, WRAF in Detroit. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so sorry that we couldn't hook up.
Oh, that's
yeah,
all right.
We're really trying because we just, you know, we really had illegal immigration has been a big issue with us. And people generally melting into the melting pot, the alleged melting pot in this country. And we think your program is just brilliant, the fact that you've got Mexican-born employees and you've been giving them dictionaries for Christmas and they're not allowed to speak Spanish in your presence because they're on your dime. And we just the whole story just made us all smile.
Oh, good.
If you've got a few minutes, we'd love to talk to you.
Well, once again, I'm in Starbucks with you. Can you give me 1 minute?
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay. Take your time. No problem.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, sorry. Take your time.
Oh, my God.
Take your time. Nobody's waiting for you. Take a call. Have a cup of coffee. Have a nice bagel. Take a little nap. It's fine.
Take your time. There's no hurry.
Yeah, sorry. Take your time.
Oh, my God.
Take your time. Nobody's waiting for you. Take a call. Have a cup of coffee. Have a nice bagel. Take a little nap. It's fine.
Take your time. There's no hurry.
Yeah, sorry, take your time.
Oh, my God.
Take your time, nobody's waiting for you. Take a call, have a cup of coffee. Have a nice bagel. Take a little nap, it's fine.
Take your time, there's
Adele.
No hurry.
I think I hear Adele.
Not there.
Yeah,
sorry, take your time.
Oh, my God.
Take your time, nobody's waiting for you. Take a
call,
have a cup
of coffee. Have a nice bagel.
I just noticed in the middle of this job, there's a,
oh, my God.
Like that? I've never noticed that before.
Are you handsome?
No, I'm not.
No, not terribly.
But I do hate illegal immigrants, I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't hate them. It's just that I feel overwhelmed in
well, no, they're ruining this country. Illegal immigrants are ruining this country.
But we're letting them.
That's,
yeah, we
I
are.
Know we
you
are, and I have a problem with that.
Well, at least Adele, though, she's doing something unique. She's trying to Americanize them. She's trying to get them to learn English. She's doing all the things that people that do... for whatever reason they come here, they should do, which is learn the language, learn the culture.
Yeah, learn the culture. We're diluting a lot of our financial resources that should go to our own high school students who are being socially promoted. A lot of our high school students aren't even proficient in grammar, vocabulary, reading skills. We need to concentrate on our own youth, not Mexican youth.
Yeah, this idea of jobs Americans won't do, I never heard of anything so snobbish
stupid,
in my
yeah.
life. It's also racist. It suggests that... Oh, well, only some crummy guy from another country would do a crappy job like that because we're superior in some way. And you're doing something that I think is very unique. You gave your employees Spanish to English dictionaries, and you said, look, don't talk Spanish around me. I'm an American.
I'm American. This
we're in the
USA.
U.S.? Yeah, and not on my dime.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not South America. This is not Central America. This is North America.
Yes, I'll compliment you for that. If let's say we wanted to move to France, we're going to go to France and live there. Well, the first thing we do before we even get there is learn French. We take a class. We take some night school, something. But we sure as hell learn the language of the country that we're going to live in. So that we can get around. The idea of these people moving here and then expecting the country to cater to them and change all of its signs and redraw, you know, create
right.
photographs, to teach you how to run equipment and so forth. And, I mean, it's all absurd.
It is, you know, like our tax forms are printed in Spanish. We're wasting a lot of our limited resources on interpreters for hospitals,
that's
education,
right.
for legal. I really wish the money were going into our own high school students, and I don't think we should be dependent on foreign labor any more than we should be dependent on Arab oil.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, Adele, one other thing we didn't mention about Adele that we should is that she lives in a county that has declared English the official language, which many states, counties, and this country does not have the, excuse the expression, the cojones or to do.
Right. The chutzpah, right?
Yeah, the chutzpah.
You know, I think it's very good to declare English the only language.
Absolutely.
It is our language.
Absolutely. It's our language, period.
This country is entitled to some culture, and I think you're teaching your employees a very important lesson, and I think it's going to benefit them as Americans rather than just living in some enclave of Mexicans who only speak Mexican and expect everyone to cater to them. They're going to learn to succeed in this country because they're going to learn English. They're going to learn this culture, and they're going to get around okay, and they'll probably be successful.
They will. I think the more English they learn, the more work opportunities they'll have.
Well, I would think that you wouldn't have to talk these people into learning English. I would think so that wherever they go, they could understand what people are saying to them. They'd want to know English. I mean, do you find that the people that work for you, was it a fight to get them to use this dictionary, or did they embrace that?
Pedro, the yardman, embraced it. I think Marguerite is a little more resistant, but she's older. But I'm still insisting on it. Like, I want to teach her phrases.
Are they learning
vocabulary and phrases.
Are they learning at a reasonably good clip? Or are they...
Pedro is excelling. Marguerite is slower with her.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, it can be a little difficult. I can imagine being somewhere and trying to learn a new language. But if they plan to be here for any length of time or to work for you for any length of time,
yeah.
If I were you, I'd be uncomfortable. You're 64-year-old woman, and these employees are speaking in a language that maybe you don't speak. For all you know, they could be saying, hey, there's some really valuable antiques upstairs. Let's rip them off and take them down to the...
Absolutely true.
Or let's murder this old bag and take her stuff we're off to the races.
No, that's a fact. It really is.
You know, it's like...
Even
when people are whispering in a corner, you know, you always wonder what people are whispering about.
Right.
And when they're speaking in a different language, it's that same feeling. Like, you know...
That's right.
It's uncomfortable.
It makes you an outsider in your own country.
And I'm not putting up with that.
I'm glad you're not.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think we need to close the border, too.
Absolutely.
Shut that border, please.
Absolutely.
I'm with you all the way, Adele.
You know who's got a very good sense is India and Pakistan. They have a very sophisticated electronic sense.
Oh.
And I think we could consult with them and get some ideas about setting up an electronic fence.
Well, I'll tell you, my dog learned the electric fence. He didn't have any problem. He got shocked a few times, and he never went over that fence again. That was the end of that.
Yes.
Well,
I think
humans are at least
like
as smart as Max.
But the problem is, look at this country. Look how long it took for them just to agree to build a 700-mile fence. And that fence is considered a joke. I mean, they're nowhere on that.
Well, I think they passed it, but they didn't fund it.
Right.
I think it would
and there's
be
not
more
a vault in, there's not a vault in that bill.
Right, and that's a regular, basic, stupid fence. Oh, I'm sorry. You cracked her up.
That was good. But,
thank you. Appreciate the jokes.
And Pakistan and get some ideas on putting up an electronic fence. And there's ground-penetrating radar. Any kind of tunnels. But, you know, unless we build a fence, you know, there's going to be a tsunami of immigrants.
Well, that's happening right now. These people are coming over in droves every single day.
And there are these things called terrorists that exist, and they could be among them.
In South America, you know, there are, like in Argentina, there are Muslim populations in South America. And if one or two get radicalized, they could just come through our border, and we wouldn't even know it.
That's right.
And they'll
be speaking Arabic in your house, and you'll have to give them an Arabic to English dictionary, because who knows, they could be saying God knows what in Arabic. Let's take this whole bag out. This whole milkshake is dead meat. We're taking her stuff.
I would not want to be an Arabic woman. I couldn't have my own business. God, no. I would be wearing a burqa.
Yep.
No way would I want to be.
Well, you know, we convert to when we go to their countries in the Middle East, we do adapt to their culture, too. The women that have gone over there who have worked for the State Department or whatnot, they dress very modestly. They do the things that adapt to their culture. But people from the Middle East that come here think that we should adapt to them, and I think that's crap.
Oh, no way will I do that.
You wouldn't
And, you know, whenever I go to these ecumenical functions, you know, there's usually Christians and Jews and blacks and whites. Where are the Muslims?
Ecumenical meaning, what is that exactly?
Oh, you know, like a church, like we're going to exchange you know, cultures and points of view.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a meal together. We're going to pray together. We're going to undertake a project together,
mm-hmm.
like Habitat for Humanity. But where are the Muslims?
Well,
yeah, that's a good point. Why would they not want to do the same kind of sharing? Is it that they don't want to share, or they've got their own agenda? I don't know. It's a concern.
Some of them want to pray at the local health club. You know, they don't want to go to an event like that.
Yeah, there's a health club here, and they got in an argument because a woman, an Islamic woman, was praying in front of this woman's locker, and this woman said something disparaging, like, you know, get out of the way of my locker, and it became this big public event, like, hey, she has a right to pray. You have to respect her right to pray. And the woman said, she was in front of my locker. I wanted to get in my locker. This is a health club. It's not, you know, this is not, it's not a church.
You know,
this is adapting to American culture, which we feel that what you're doing there is a service to the people that are working for you and for the rest of this country. And I only wish more people would do what you're doing.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And if nothing else, just simply look at the fact that Mexico doesn't tolerate it. They don't let people come across their border like that. They've got armed guards on their border. They don't allow this crap for a second. They're happy to see these people leave their country.
When I was in Mexico City and I was looking for someone to speak English to because I couldn't find my hotel shuttle bus, there wasn't a soul in the airport that spoke English.
Hell no, there wasn't. Hell, you can go down to Miami in that area there and you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody that speaks English.
Spanish is the number one language in Miami.
Oh,
that
pisses
me off.
I know. I was down there trying to think what this city was, and I got on the bus. Nobody spoke English. And the street signs were all in Spanish. The whole thing, I felt like I was in another country. I really did. This was years ago, too.
But yeah, we were talking to this Islamic guy on the air the other day, and I couldn't believe what he said. Listen to this just quickly.
Yeah, boy.
In Kazakhstan, it is illegal for more than five women to be in the same place, except for in brothel or in grave.
Yeah, and he expected us to abide by that. He was like, what is this deal in the U.S. where more than five women can be in the same place together without male companionship? And we said, look, dude, this is the U.S. of A., and this is how we do things here. Women are not treated as second-class citizens, and you might as well get used to it now.
How do we get Muslims to become part of our society?
Oh, man.
I don't know. You know, I think it's really tricky. We live in, you know, you mentioned when we talked to you off the air, the pink elephant, which is Dearborn, Michigan, where so many Islamic people live. We do pretty well here in Michigan. There have been very few problems as far as I see it. But then every now and then I hear about some things that are said in mosques and people cheering them. And there are things that would disturb a lot of people if they only knew about it. So, you know, we're very concerned. Our gripe, I think, with the Islamic religion is we think mainstream Islamics should be out there having protests saying, you radical Islamists, don't even call yourselves part of our religion. We have nothing to do with you. We do not support what you're doing. And we wish they would speak out more violently against these radicals.
Oh, well, let me tell you some good news on that point. Are you aware that Iran has a government in exile?
No.
Yeah, write this down. I want you to look it up.
I will. I'll write it down.
Okay.
The name of the government is NCRI.
NCRI.
And it's the National Council of Resistance of Iran.
Okay.
And the president-elect is Miriam Rajavi.
Okay.
And she is the sweetest voice of Islam that you would ever want to hear. She advocates a secular democracy in Iran. If you're Sufi, if you're Jewish, if you're Sunni, whatever you are, you can participate. It's not. It has an independent judiciary, an independent, justice system.
Right.
Just
yeah.
Like
no, I understand.
Article.
Yeah.
And very. Europe knows.
Are you asleep yet?
Almost. Miriam Rajavi.
Our producer just printed something up on the National Council of Resistance of Iran, and indeed.
Are you asleep yet?
Everything you say is true, and that's something.
And let's get the word out.
Yeah,
let's
we should.
Get the word out. Because Ahmadinejad does not represent the true Iranian
fast.
People. He is a nutcake.
Are you asleep yet?
Yeah, he is crazy. This business about the Holocaust is so offensive. You know, it is illegal in many European countries to even suggest the Holocaust didn't happen. And,
well, he is the true terrorist. He is terrorizing Israel and saying he's going to wipe them off the map.
Yeah, it's scary.
Terrorist.
I agree.
Not Miriam Rajavi.
And I'll tell you what scares me about him is that if you see him interviewed, like, I don't know if you saw him on 60 Minutes, but he came across as a person that I don't think he is, somebody who seemed reasonable or somebody who spoke with reason, and he's not a reasonable human being, and he's very scary. But, back to the main point.
Well, you've heard of Jekyll and Hyde, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely, of course.
Well, that's him. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
And, we're running out of time here, but I do want to thank you for your time, Adele. And, again,
anytime.
This is a brilliant idea you had, and I think you did the right thing. You took two people employed in your employ, Mexican-born cleaning lady and also the landscaper who's from Guatemala, and you have forced them to learn the English language, and I know it's a job.
I think it will empower them.
I do, too.
It will be something good.
Maybe there is some hope.
Thanks a bunch.
Okay. Thank you, Adele, and God bless you. Good luck to you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Or
okay,
a happy Hanukkah,
bye-bye.
Or have a wonderful holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Just leave it
bye-bye,
at that.
Bye-bye, guys.
All right.
Happy
bye-bye.
New Year.
See
bye-bye.
Ya. You, too. She's right, though. I mean, this guy is a Jekyll and Hyde. He is scary. I don't know what the National Council of Resistance of Iran, I don't know how much power they have or will have.
I'm not going to worry about it today.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to stick to what she was doing because I like what
exactly.
She's doing.
Exactly. Yeah, that whole area is really trying to get rid of all the illegal immigration and everything else. And
that's great.
Clean up the mess.
And,
make
she's
English the official language.
She is a very well-studied, well-spoken
gal. Oh, she is. She's
gal.
A sharp cat, yeah.
And she's doing a favor for these people. And whether they realize what a wonderful employer she is
probably
or not.
Probably not.
Probably not. But who knows? Maybe someday they will when they're trying to apply for their next job, and they can
in
speak
Mexico.
English. But, very cool. Adele, we certainly appreciate her time. And who knows? Maybe those guys could actually answer the phone and have a conversation with us. I don't know.
we could
find out. But it was nice talking to her anyway. That was Adele. She runs a bed and breakfast, and that's why she's got those employees. And that's a Riff exclusive. I can almost guarantee it.
Oh, guaranteed.
101 WRAF The Riff with Drew and Mike.
Yakshamash, this is Borat. Keep listening to Drew and Mike in the mornings. Chinkui.